Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Glamour's Hate, OK? Do not adjust your settings or your iPhones. I'm not your usual host. I'm afraid our editor-in-chief, very glamorous Jo Elvin, is not here today. So I'm James Williams, the deputy editor, and I'm stepping into her Manolos. Quite literally. For 1 week and 1 week only. I am ably assisted by Glamour's very own entertainment director, Helen Whittaker.
Hello.
Hello, Hellbob.
Hi.
Hi. This is weird. It's our first time together.
I know. Normally we used to sit next to each other. We don't anymore. Yeah, and no. We never speak.
Yeah, but we consciously uncoupled. We're back for 1 week only on the podcast. Yes. But also, if that wasn't exciting enough, we are joined by Golden Globe winning, sort of, you know, actress extraordinaire, the lovely Joanne Froggatt.
Hello.
Hello, Jo.
Hello, thanks for having
but
me.
But we can call you Jo. Because
you can call me Jo.
We go way back.
Please do.
We're like yes. Best friends
yeah,
now.
Yeah, absolutely. At least 20 minutes.
And now it's lovely to see you, Jo.
Lovely to see you too.
Obviously, you know, you're a friend of Glamour. You're a Glamour Women of the Year, former Glamour Women of the Year.
That was lovely.
Oh, so it's nice to see you. But you are back with a bang. You're currently, you know, dazzling us again on TV. Tell us a bit about your new show, Liar.
Yes, so Liar starts on the 11th of September. So I think as we're airing this, we'll be about to watch episode 2 the following week. And it's basically a sort of, you know, edge of your seat thriller based around two characters, my character, Laura Nielsen, and Johan Griffith's character.
Very good pronunciation there of Johan's name. As a Welsh person, I can vouch that's an excellent pronunciation of Johan Griffith.
Thank you, James. Yes, I'd be, I feel like he'd...
You'd be in trouble if you got that wrong.
I'd be in trouble if I got that wrong after working with him for 4 or 5 months. Johan plays a character called Andrew Earlham, and our characters meet and go out on a date, and the events that happen that evening have sort of far-reaching consequences for both characters and everybody around them. And as the title would suggest, it's both characters are trying to prove that their story is the truth.
Oh, unreliable narrators.
Yeah.
Already hooked.
So it's, you know, Liar is obviously the theme of the show, and all of the characters surrounding Andrew and Laura are also embroiled in a lie of some sort, whether it's their own or somebody else's, whether they know about it or not.
Yeah.
So it makes for a really twisty, turny, you know, really great thriller.
Absolutely. I mean, and let's be honest, you're in the Broadchurch slot, right? You're like Monday night, it's become that, you know. So, is it ever weird? Obviously, you've come from Downton Abbey, but, you know, you are literally bang on primetime, you know, TV. Do you get recognised all the time?
Not all the time, sometimes. I get a lot of people kind of saying, oh, how's your sister? And do you remember when we, do you used to go to such and such a school?
Oh, one of those, I've got one of those faces too. So everyone thinks I'm their friend of the friend.
And I'm like, no, I didn't. And I know it's always a little bit awkward. I'm never quite sure what to say. Or, you know, people do come and speak to me about work, but 99.9% of the time, people are lovely, and yeah. I'm always happy to have a conversation or say hello or you know.
But you can pretty much fly under the radar when you want to.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I think it's your attitude about it as well. I mean, if you start going, oh my goodness, this is so hard, people, you know, then it's going to be hard. And also, you know, if nobody watches what you do, you haven't got a job, so you can't be too precious about these things. And no. I just see it as part of my job. And if people are nice and excited about what you've done, it's a lovely feeling that somebody gives you some good feedback. So it's an overwhelmingly positive thing when I do, you know, when people do come and speak to me. So but I just get on with my business. I go on the tube, I do everything, you know, that I would if I had a different career that wasn't sort of as in the spotlight, if you like.
Yeah.
And on that note of everyone being excited, we have to ask you about the Downton movie.
Do you ever get bored of being asked about this?
I mean, if I'm honest,
yes,
kind of a little bit.
Well, we're going to be basic bitches and ask you as well, I'm afraid.
No, it's fine. No, I don't get bored of people asking me, but I do sort of get bored with my own answer, which is I have no idea.
Yeah.
So I'd love to have some more information to tell people and be a bit more interesting about it. So I just bore myself with saying the same thing.
Because no one knows. But I guess it is true, isn't it? When you've got that level of like a cast and that ensemble and all variable diaries, I mean, it is a scheduling nightmare. I mean, we know from organising things like photo shoots and Glamour Women of the Year Awards, for example, you know, you're at the mercy of so many diaries and schedules. It's just a nightmare. So
absolutely,
we'd all want it to happen, but it's whether or not we could ever make it happen, I guess.
Yeah, and then I think there was a window, but for whatever reason it didn't come together. There was a window for the cast, and you know, we were all sort of keen to do it, and for other reasons it didn't come together at that time. And then you get into that same you know, dilemma again. There's, you know, we started with 22 main cast, I think we now have 27 or something, and you know, when we're all out of contract, is to try and get 27 people who are actors but whose lifestyle is
Joe
completely...
make all my dreams come true and tell me there's a Downton Abbey WhatsApp group.
Well, there isn't a WhatsApp group, but we do have an email chain.
Do
and we
you?
Have had a couple of little private reunion dinners, and we may be having another one at some point as well.
Oh,
soon.
My God.
But I won't be telling you where.
No, that's a shame. But yeah.
No, we do. We all keep in touch. You know, it was an amazing amazing time. It was an amazing experience, and a lovely bunch of people to share it with. And we you know, spent 6 years of our lives working together, as you guys know.
Yeah.
You can't help but... You know,
you make some of your best friends. You make some of your best friends do work, don't you, ultimately?
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's, you know, they're often the people you're spending most of your time with, even more than your family at times. So
I call my husband by James's name sometimes.
How does he find that?
Is he okay with it? I mean, to be honest, I'm usually talking so much nonsense about my... He says I tell him the minutiae of my day in so much detail that he probably is glad that I have someone else to tell the minutiae of my home life to, so he doesn't have to get the whole brunt.
The best thing was, we used to work with a girl called Corrie whose husband was actually called James, and at one point me and her real life husband actually, the worlds collided, because he worked in the city and never was, you know, always working crazy hours, so we hung out more than her actual husband did. And at one point we were both together, and she turned, she says, oh, James, and she went, oh no, the other James. She went, oh, no, James number one, and she pointed at me. So her actual husband was James number two. Anyway, if you're listening, Corrie, I love you. Anyway, and we've also got to talk quickly about Mary Shelley.
Yes.
Very exciting movie, which just sort of premiered at Toronto. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, just premiered at Toronto. Mary Shelley is, as you would guess... Yeah,
what's that about, Joe? I mean, who's that about?
The wonderful Elle Fanning plays Mary Shelley with a rather brilliant British accent, I have to say. Her accent was incredible.
Because there's nothing more awkward than an American doing a bad British accent,
is there?
Oh,
my goodness, she was perfect. And Douglas Booth plays Percy Shelley, and Belle Powley plays Mary's stepsister, who's actually... Belle Powley plays my daughter. But
yes.
I would like to just state that Belle's character is 15. Okay, so when Belle and I went out for a drink at the weekend, when we all went out for a drink, when we were away filming, I just kept looking at Belle going, I don't understand. I'm 10 years older than you. I'm only 10 years older than you. I'm playing your mum. She's like, Joe, I'm playing 15.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm playing 15. It's okay.
I'm like, sorry.
Okay, thanks, Belle. I'm having a hard
time. I totally get your need to clarify that. My ego is already going, excuse me, yes, I'm really a lot older in this role, you know.
So I'm basically Mary Shelley's horrible stepmother.
Ah.
So Elle's horrible stepmother.
That sounds like
so
fun.
It was a really fun part. It was I did 10 days on the shoot, I think, and we filmed my bits in Luxembourg.
Ooh.
And everyone had already been shooting for 2 weeks, so it's always one of those things where you kind of go, oh, is everyone going to be nice? Is it going to be a bit cliquey? Which we'll talk about next.
Oh, yes, coming to
Which isn't necessarily a bad thing. And And everyone was just so lovely. I knew a couple of the crew already. And I just got on with everyone so well and just had an absolute ball. I just loved it. And yeah, it was just such a nice group. And I know people say this all the time. It sounds really boring, doesn't it? But it was such a lovely group of people. So it was just really fun. And it was a really fun character because she's bit mean and you know,
she's like the classic wicked stepmother.
Yeah,
really, isn't
she is a little bit, you know. Hopefully I bring a bit of light and shade to her as well, but she is, you know, and I kind of thought, oh, it's kind of fun to play.
Yeah, and I guess that's the thing, you know, I guess on Downton, for example, how much of your year was spent on Downton? Was it literally like the majority of your year was spent filming?
Yeah, well, we filmed each season, the first season was a little bit shorter. I think we filmed for 4 months or 4.5. And then as they extended the episodes, and then we did a Christmas special as well, we basically filmed for 6 months of the year. But actually, it was quite an easy schedule because there were so many main cast you know, we wouldn't all be in all the time. So in terms of a filming schedule, it's probably the easiest I've ever done.
I mean, I guess, obviously, I always think for an actor, it's kind of the dream, isn't it, to have that banker. You've got, like, that 6 months, you've got a regular gig, and then you can go have fun the other 6 months.
Yeah.
But is there a possibility or any scope for, like, Liar to season two, or are we waiting to see how it goes? Well, is the door left open?
Yeah, I mean, basically, Liar definitely has a... definitely comes to a conclusion, and a very satisfying conclusion in this 6 episodes. But as Jack and Harry Williams are writers, who people will know from writing The Missing and... you know, other amazing things.
Never heard of it, no.
That
rubbish,
you know,
no one ever watches.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly, yeah. So they have... So there is an offshoot from this story that if they wanted to do one more, like sort of 6-part series, they could. But it would never be more than that.
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't be ongoing, because you couldn't take... There's only so far you can take these characters in this heightened situation.
Leave them wanting more.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes down.
Oh, yeah. Great. Well, absolutely. Well, I'm talking about things going down. Are you really now to talk about some very important shit?
That I'm really, really excited about talking about some very important shit.
Let's go for it. Right then, hello again, Joe Froggatt and Helen Whittaker.
Hi.
Now, first up today, in our very sort of, you know, deep and meaningful topics, we are going to be talking about if it's really okay to get really wound up by inconsequential stuff. So let's get real here. What's the thing that is really random that really gets under your skin?
Losing stuff. I don't think it's okay to do it.
No.
But I do it. That's the problem.
You get wound up by you losing stuff or people losing stuff?
Me losing stuff, because I like to think of myself as someone who never loses things. And then I lose things and I'm like, oh, I'm literally even thinking about it now.
Do you talk to yourself? Because I'm now genuinely concerned that I've turned into my dad. Where I literally, instead of having an internal monologue, I'm actually saying things out loud and people must just think I'm this crazy man that Jesus is talking to myself.
I do that though. I find myself doing that in the supermarket and stuff. I'm like, oh, for goodness sake, where have they moved that? I'm like, oh my goodness, it's happening already. I'm turning into one of those.
Yeah, you're narrating your own
crazy
shop.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know, because we all get annoyed about inconsequential things, don't we? We're human beings. It happens to us all. But I get annoyed about people getting annoyed about inconsequential things.
You've gone very meta
so,
now.
I know, I do. So, you know, like, if I'm seeing somebody, you know, if someone gets road rage, you know, really, really angry.
People
just
use
like,
their horns.
Guys, life is too short. Like, just let it go. Like,
but people who use their car horns, like I said, there's a special place in hell for people who use their car horns, because where we work in our office, there's always some wanker literally hitting that. And don't we all sit there going, shut up? Because if there's anything more annoying, it's somebody using a car horn. It's about, you know, it's mad. But
and I do get a little bit sort of aggravated with people who sit in the middle lane on the motorway.
Oh God, that is really
annoying.
And
don't use the lanes.
I'm so
and I'm like,
there.
For goodness sake, you're supposed to move over.
You're not overtaking
and move
anyone.
In. And so I do get annoyed about inconsequential stuff. Yeah. Because I'm like, oh, for goodness sake, and now I've got to go to the outside to overtake you, and you should be on the inside. And
but
anyway,
because I was going to say, nothing winds me up more than slow walkers.
Yeah.
But do you think this is all tying into we're just becoming really impatient people?
Well, I do, and I do think that's a you know, I mean, I'm naturally quite an impatient person as well, but I don't take it out on other people,
right?
You know, I mean, I'm sure I have at some point in my life. I'm not perfect. None of us are, but no. I don't, you know, I make it a point of kind of going, okay, it's me that's in a rush, it's not everybody else, don't be yeah. you know, sort of put my sort of energy onto everyone else and expect everyone to know that I've got to be somewhere.
Yeah.
And that annoys me when people do that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think it's that thing that when you're fine and you're not annoyed about something and there's someone flapping around about something
See,
they're
that
pissed off
me
with.
Mad
that's the thing. And you're like,
yeah.
hey, man, just chill. It's yeah. fine.
But when also, you're the one that's annoyed, yeah. it's fine.
But also, yeah, exactly. Let's be honest, nothing is guaranteed to wind you up more than someone telling you, chill out, man.
Oh, God,
I know.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
is there? Literally, your face yeah. goes red, your veins start bulging.
What's even more annoying is when you get those people like say that you've never met, you're walking down the street, and I must have my resting face must be really miserable because I'm always getting people saying this to me. They're like, cheer up, love, might never happen. I'm like, how do you know it hasn't already happened?
I know.
Or how do you know, like, and actually I'm in a really good mood, yeah. thanks. And like, I know, why do like, I look like really miserable?
Mate, this is my face.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's my birthday, I've just had a great day. Do I look that sad? I don't know what's going on. You know, that annoys me.
It is. I'm trying to think of anything else that really pisses me off. I mean, to be honest, I'm with you though. I think, not that I'm trying to sound all zen-like, but I try to not, even if I do catch myself getting really wound up by Sir Walkers, I try to internalize it and go, this yeah. is your issue. They yes, are tourists. They're not
issue,
familiar
it's
with
not
London.
Their issue.
Exactly. Deep breaths.
But one thing I do get really annoyed about though is people being rude.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's inconsequential because I think that's wrong. So I get really annoyed when people are rude.
So what kind of rudeness? Do you mean like, people not giving up seats or chivalry?
No,
or...
I mean people being like aggressively rude,
right.
you know, like, or if you get served in a shop and the person behind the counter doesn't look at you or speak to you or say how much it is or yeah. say thank you or, you know, like the basics of...
Well, yeah. yeah.
That stuff
just
like
manners.
That. I'm
just, basic
yeah, manners. So it doesn't cost anything to be
but
nice.
But do you think manners, because of maybe social media and people aren't socialising the same way, are manners going out of fashion? Because I went, for example, the other day to join a new gym and I cycled, you know, to the gym specifically to get my new membership card.
Yeah.
And I turned up and I asked for it and they're like, oh, we're out of membership cards. And it
See,
wasn't like I'm
really
sorry we're out of membership cards.
Yeah.
And then it suddenly weirdly became my fault that I turned up. And I was a bit like, am I going
and
mad
And also
here?
You're paying for the privilege to be spoken
yeah.
to like that.
That's
that
the other thing.
Me.
Yeah. Like bad service in a restaurant. This is an interesting one because obviously it's become quite a new phenomenon now, isn't it? To call out people, especially on social media when you get bad
yeah.
services in restaurant, bad
yeah.
service in restaurant. I personally think, sorry, it's your a public service. If you're giving bad service, you should be allowed to be called out on it. And it, essentially,
yeah.
things like Twitter are customer,
it's
you know.
It's different for, like, I guess someone like me who's, you know, sort of more in the public eye, for
yeah.
want of a better expression, because then you're kind of putting that out there to so many people. I feel that would be kind of unfair
yeah.
if I started to go, you know what, I hated this souffle I had or whatever. But, do you know what I mean?
There's
that
nothing worse than a disappointing souffle, Joe.
Exactly. I mean, my goodness. But yeah, exactly. You know, the amazing thing about social media is that it gives us all a platform, like
yeah.
for people across the world that have never met to be able to discuss things and talk about
True.
Things.
Or get very angry about their deflated
or,
souffles.
You know, people misuse it as
yeah.
well. But yeah, you know.
Yeah. So basically, to wrap this one up, people need to chill the fuck out and not get...
Just Jake, take a chill
just
pill,
chill
man.
Chill out, people, because nothing's going to make you chill out more than me telling you just to chill out.
We've just annoyed so many people now. I'm so sorry.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Is it okay to enjoy vegan food but not truly embrace the vegan lifestyle? I mean, this is a very LA subject we're hitting on here. I mean, Joe, you spend a bit of time in LA. Where do you stand on this whole vegan thing?
Well, I am the prime example of this because I love vegan food, and there's a couple of restaurants that I go to in LA. One that's like my favourite lunch place, Cafe Gratitude, and it's vegan food.
Yeah,
it just tastes so good, and I feel like I've had a really healthy... I feel like I've really done something good for myself.
I've cleansed
when I've gone and stuffed my face with loads of vegan food.
Like cashew cheese.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, it's fine. It's vegan. It's okay. It doesn't matter that there's 1,000 calories in one tiny bite. But I just like it, and I think, you know, there's a lot of good, you know, sort of good health benefits and proven health benefits about a vegan lifestyle, but I couldn't be vegan all the time.
No. Is it because you like meat?
I like meat. I don't eat a lot of red meat, but I eat a lot of chicken, a lot of fish.
I mean, that's my thing about it. I mean, I'll be honest. If I invited you to dinner and you said to me, oh, my husband's a vegan, there would be not enough eye roll emojis in the world
I'd have to be like, oh God, really?
So, yeah. You know, but please, vegans of the world, do not hate me for saying this. But you know it's difficult, right? Because my thing is, I think vegan is great. There are obviously enormous health benefits. I've seen, you know, I know some personal trainers, and this is the idea, you have to eat loads of protein and loads of meat, and I've seen lots of vegan trainers who look incredible. So there's clearly huge benefits, but for me, I just think it must be just so difficult. But I guess it's becoming easier. I think there are, I guess, more and more options out there, especially in places like LA, for example. I feel like the UK,
or London, or any big city,
the UK is catching up. I think
definitely, I think that's, I mean, I just, you know, I love my food, and I love, I don't eat cow's milk really, but I love goat's milk, and I eat weird things. So I mean, there's, you know, that I am, but I like to sort of prepare some vegan food and stuff at home occasionally. Not that
are you
I'm
a
very
good,
I'm no I
you're a good cook.
My husband's gonna laugh his head off when he hears that. He's like, you prepare food, do you? When do you do that?
But that's just like rice. Yeah, rice is vegan.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, where are you on this one, Hellbob?
Well, you know me, James. I was in LA recently, and I went to a very good vegan Mexican restaurant.
Which is the sister restaurant. Oh, yes. So ridiculous.
But
sorry.
Sister restaurant of Cafe Gratitude. And actually, the person I went with told me about Cafe Gratitude beforehand and said, it's great, it's this vegan food. I was like, oh, hooray. That sounds really interesting. And then they said, when you sit down to order, you have to say something you're grateful for.
Oh,
yeah.
And literally at that point, I went, I'm not going.
Eye roll emoji.
They don't make you do that,
no.
though.
No. But she said, this place does not make you do that either. So then once again, I was back in the room. I was back in the zone. And the food was amazing. But I think for ease and my own tastes, I would not be able to give up cheese, meat.
It's purely
a personal
preference, isn't it? You can't, you know, everyone's got their own.
But I do totally agree that you should eat less meat for the environment and for your own health.
Meat-free Monday. It's a big thing now, isn't it?
Really?
Yeah, apparently meat-free Monday. We should all try to, just for the environment, isn't it? Just
good
eating.
Yeah, I haven't seen, because the Cowspiracy is that documentary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that right? I haven't actually seen it, but I know a few of my friends have turned vegetarian after watching that documentary.
Oh, really?
But because of the effects on the environment.
Yeah.
Mainly, you know.
Cow's dairy, actually, going back to what you were talking about, that's quite interesting. Cow's dairy is getting a lot of bad press at the moment,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, and that's the other thing. Yeah. I'm feeling increasingly uncomfortable about farming methods.
Well, I'm not being I have, like, sinus problems. Very interesting.
And really sexy,
yeah,
Joe.
Really sexy. I mean, my goodness. I mean, let me tell you about my sinus problems, guys. No. So that's why I stopped, you know, having...
You can't hear it on the podcast, by the way. You're clear as a whistle.
Do I sound really... Sinus is sexy. No. So that's why I stopped having it. But yeah, I think, you know, I do think there's just a lot of crap in our food.
Yeah.
That, you know, I'm a big believer in trying to... I mean, don't get me wrong, we all want a pizza now and again.
Yeah.
And we all want to, you know...
There's a fine balance, though, isn't there? I think I genuinely think this is the thing. You know, I think James Digan, the trader, once said something hilarious about, you know, like, a slap in the face is wheat-free. It doesn't mean it's good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? I think there does seem to be this... And it's quite funny what you were saying about, oh, it's vegan, so it's good for me,
even
though it could be loaded. So I think you just have to take everything slightly with a pinch of salt. But yeah.
There's that South Park episode. I don't know if anyone's seen it, where it's like, it's all right, it's gluten free. It's just like, it's fine, it's gluten free. I'm like, oh God, that's me.
Yeah.
I sound like a Ryan.
Well, it makes me, you go to the supermarket and it's just biscuits, cakes, all gluten free. Going, yeah, it's still biscuits and cake.
Exactly. And it's still got loads of rubbish in it as well.
But okay, so in summary, if you're out there embracing the vegan lifestyle, good for you. I wish I had your, actually, because it, for me, it's about being very disciplined, I think, and the prep.
Planning.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I'm just not organized.
I'm not grown up enough to deal with a vegan lifestyle full time, but I can dip in and out.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm a fair weather vegan. Amen.
Well, me too.
I'm enjoying the fact that I feel like some purveyors of sinus relief
yes.
are going to be on at your agent to get you to do a voiceover for the
You
adverts.
Are going to be the Absolutely. Face of some sinus
I mean,
relief.
I'm all better now, everyone, just in case anyone's concerned.
If you're enjoying this episode of Hey It's Okay, we are thrilled to have you here, and we do love having all your reviews on iTunes. Please do keep sending them in, and please, if you haven't subscribed already, do make sure you do that so you don't miss any episodes at all. But anyway, as we often do, we read out a review once a week and we send a little prize, and so this week we've got the lovely Charlotte 2301, not your baptismal name I'm assuming, but anyway, Charlotte, you sent us a lovely review. It says, I love listening to the podcast and find it great company when I'm cooking or commuting. Recently I've gone through a breakup. Oh, I'm sorry, Charlotte. And this has been a real pick-me-up during those down and lonely moments. So thank you. Charlotte, Aww. He's a douchebag. I hope you're feeling better anyway. And if you're not feeling better already, we're going to send you a little bit of a prize. So do send us your details to... what's the address, Kat? I can never remember the
editor at glamourmagazine.co.uk. Need to work on that jingle.
I know. Thank you. Ladies... We're in the home straight now.
Right.
One more topic to go. It's getting a bit heated in here, so let's take it home.
We've all taken our coats off.
That's it, I know.
And this is actually now a very appropriate topic, because I feel like we've really bonded.
Yes.
So, Joe, Helen, is it okay to have a clique?
I think yes, but I think the word clique has negative connotations. It's not all right to be mean girls.
No.
And it's not okay to say you're not coming in our clique, or, you know, all of that stuff. And it's not okay for all of that. But I think everybody needs a clique. We all need, like, I have a group of girlfriends that I've known for over, I'm not going to say how long, but over 20 years, let's put it like that. And they are like my family, they're like my sisters. I love them all so much. And we've all had very different lives and been to different places and always sort of come back together again. And I don't know what I'd do without my girls.
Yeah. I mean, you're right, actually. It's that word, clique, and it's not just clique, it's clicky, isn't it? It's like,
yeah.
It's become, well, oh, you're a bit clicky.
But you need to be a friendly clique.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because otherwise it's like Serena and Blair XOXO.
Yeah, you can't sit with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you don't want to be that person
no.
ever. But it's good to have your little, you know, your...
But I guess it is funny, though, isn't it? Because I guess when you start meeting new people, it is intimidating, isn't it? Because you can sense that incredible bond sometimes. You'll go into a setting or a dinner party and you just think, oh, God. And, you know, it's an easy way, I think, often to sort of talk yourself out of making the effort. Because you go, oh, they're cliquey, so they weren't very welcoming. In fact, it's more your insecurities playing.
Well, it can be both ways, can't it?
Yeah.
If you're the one that's sort of at a party or something, which... often happens in my industry, they're like, come to this party, but you have to come on your own. You're like, oh great, that sounds really fun, thanks.
Yeah.
I'd love to come. And then you sort of walk in and be a bit like, oh God, this is so awkward, and there's a group of people there, and shall I just like stand nearby and hope that somebody includes me in conversation?
Oh God, those industry parties make
me
tense.
Often they do, you know.
Yeah.
And like, I think
but sometimes that's how it starts, because I remember when I first started my career in magazines, a mere 2 years ago, no, a long time ago, and they used to send me to cover parties for the magazine,
oh.
and I used to have to report back and do all that sort of thing. But again, it was like, it's just you by yourself. But
that
then
must be awkward.
Well, it yeah. is. But then there would be the assistant from Marie Claire there, and there'd be the assistant from somewhere else there, and then we all found each other because we were all at these parties. And now I would say we're a clique, and we have our own WhatsApp group, and we're all really good friends.
Yeah.
And that started from basically being little loners having to report
exactly.
on parties for magazines.
Exactly. And I found my other like newer cliques and stuff in different places from being exactly in that situation. Sort of I met a lovely friend at Coachella this year who we were just like, we just bonded because we were both like, oh, everyone's like taking lots of Instagram pictures of themselves and is really, really worried about how they look, and we really just don't care.
How do they look like that in the desert? Because I've been to Coachella and I never look like that.
Yeah.
My sweat sheen would never have come out in any filter.
Yeah. Exactly. So we started our own clique of kind of going, you know what, we're not going to buy into this. We're just going to have a great time. And we became firm friends. So you can, you know, you can definitely, you just find, you find your people,
yeah.
don't you, wherever you are.
But exactly. I guess the thing is as well, I think what happens is when you know people so well, and you know them inside out, you have that shorthand, don't you? You have the in gags, you have the shorthand, things that just make you laugh. And I
yeah.
guess from the outside, that can be incredibly intimidating.
And we've all been on the outside of that, even when it's, you know, even when it's not in a, you know, malicious way or anything, that you just, you happen to be in a group of friends or with a group of friends and they've known each other for a long time and they've got all their little in stories and you do go a bit like, oh, okay, a bit awkward.
I think it's okay to have a clique but not be cliquey when there's outsiders.
Cliquey is a bad word. Clique is not a bad word. I think that we need to reclaim clique. But I think this is interesting as well, Chani, in your line of work, for example, being an actor, and obviously being on a show like Downton, you talked about for 6 years of your life, so you could argue that was a very tight...
We did become a clique, I guess.
But I guess then, so say a new cast member would join, would you then go out of your way to be extra welcoming?
Because
people often used to say that about the Friends cast, didn't they? They used to say that they were such, because obviously, notoriously, they were such a tight crew. But I mean, some people have done interviews, they actually said they found it quite intimidating and actually quite difficult because they were so close.
Yeah.
It was almost hard to penetrate that sort of inner sort of circle of the six of them.
As an actor, you're always in that situation because you're often, you know, I've been in the opposite side of that before when I've like done one episode of something and the show's been running a long time and had both sides. But like, I remember doing an episode of the Royal Family and being so nervous about it because I loved it so much. And I had the most fun week ever. I have never laughed until Downton. I've never laughed so much.
The Royal Family. I forgot you were in that. Oh my God.
It was so amazing. And they were all so lovely.
Honestly, last Christmas, I literally watched every single episode from the beginning all the way through.
It's so brilliant, isn't it?
And weirdly, it just doesn't date. Even though it's clearly dated, it doesn't, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've also had it on the other side where, you know, I've done an episode of something and people were not interested in saying hello and it's just not nice, and you know, I've had that early on and I always said to myself, I will never be that person. I'm always the person that goes and introduces myself, and because ultimately you want everyone's work to be good, you want their work to be good, your own work to be good, and if people don't feel comfortable, you're not giving them the chance to shine. Ultimately, like I said, it doesn't cost anything
to be nice.
To be a bit nice.
Manners maketh a man and the woman.
Exactly.
Because I always said in one of my first jobs, I keep trying to bring this back, but it was one of the loveliest traditions. In my first job, any first day of a new person, an email would go around saying, it's so-and-so's first day, there's a box of chocolates on their desk, go over, grab a chocolate and say hello.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Because people are always wanting chocolate, and even if they're not...
I'd be there all day.
Even if their social skills aren't great, they're still going to go, okay, I'll go and say hello because I can get chocolate. You know what I mean? And then it just breaks
it
the ice.
It forces you to just sort of like, yeah, exactly.
Let's bring that back. Let's take it nationwide, people.
Great idea.
Right, so in summary, you can have a clique, just be a friendly one and an open one.
Yes.
An open door policy on your clique, I think. Yes.
That's the way to say it.
Not cliquey. No, never.
Well,
to be honest, I think we've pretty much done it. That's it. We've set the world to rights.
Good.
I think the world is a much better place.
I feel that.
Do you feel cleansed? Do you think you've had a vegan banquet?
I feel like I've had a lot of tofu.
Yeah. Jo, it's been lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you. Life's fantastic.
Good luck with the rest of it. And we look forward to seeing Mary Shelley later in the year.
Yeah, exciting.
And meanwhile, do keep listening. Oh, and also keep buying the magazine. The new issue of Glamour is currently out now with a lovely Kate Winslet on the cover.
She was amazing.
She was lovely. Helen did the interview.
I did.
I mean, she won't
love
say it, but I'll
Kate
say
Winslet.
She's lovely.
I've never met her, but I love her.
Well, Helen had a hilarious sort of FaceTiming episode with her. So you do buy the issue because it's very, very funny. But there's loads of great features in there. We've done a massive thing about the emergency services, the women working in our emergency services who are basically superheroes who don't wear capes. They are amazing. So do check out this feature in the new issue of Glamour, which is out now. All that remains to be said is thank you, Helen Whittaker.
Thank you.
And thank you, Jo Froggatt.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.